Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. From pharmacies to discount stores, everywhere around the Fort Smith region, we can see offers for flu shots. Today, we'll be talking with Dr. Rebecca Fleck. She is the Chief Medical Officer at Cooper Clinic. Dr. Fleck assumed the role of Chief Medical Officer after serving 15 years as a hematologist in the Cooper Clinic Department of Hematology and Oncology. Dr. Fleck, what are the predictions about the severity of the seasonal flu for this year?
Oh, my. Seeing the future is always difficult. One way we try to anticipate what type of flu season we'll have is we look to see what's happening in the Southern Hemisphere, where they're just finishing their winter flu season right now. Their flu activity has been low this season. They've had predominantly activity from H1N1, which is the virus that we saw mainly last year. We hope that our flu season will be light, just like theirs, but I will tell you that the Arkansas Department of Health has already identified a case of flu in July, and we don't usually think about the flu season starting until September 1, so that's pretty early to see any activity at all.
You mentioned the H1N1 or the swine flu that we started out calling that. Is that still a concern for this year?
Yes, it is, but not in the same way that it was last year. This year, the regular flu vaccine includes activity against the H1N1 virus, so vaccination will be helpful. Last year, many of our cases of H1N1 influenza occurred before we had a vaccine against that virus. We're much better prepared this year.
That's good to know. Who should get the seasonal flu vaccine?
Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated. By vaccinating everyone, we help ensure protection for more people. There are special groups of people who are at higher risk for the flu and its complications. These special groups include pregnant women, children, especially those who are under the age of 2 years, people who are over the age of 50, and people with certain chronic medical conditions, no matter what age they are. Then people who live in nursing homes or other long-term care facilities, and people who live with or take care of high-risk patients, like healthcare workers, and also caregivers or family members of children who are less than 6 months old because they can't be vaccinated.
When should they receive the flu vaccine?
Well, the Center for Disease Control recommends that people get the flu vaccine as soon as the vaccination becomes available in the community, and it's available now. While it's worthwhile to get the vaccine anytime during flu season, it's best if you can get it before December when we start to see increased activity in flu. Typically, we can see flu activity anywhere from October to May. And it's important to remember that children who are under the age of 9 who are getting the flu vaccine for the first time will need to have 2 vaccinations a month apart in order to get adequate immunity.
Wow. All right. Does the flu vaccine work right away?
No. We have to remember that the flu vaccine takes 2 weeks to work, meaning it takes your body 2 weeks to respond to the vaccine and make antibodies to protect you. So during those 2 weeks, if you're exposed to flu, you can still catch it.
Yikes. Okay. Why do we have to get vaccinated against the flu every year?
Well, that's because flu viruses are very clever. They change themselves a little bit every year, and that makes your prior immunity no longer effective. This is why you can get the flu more than once in your lifetime. When you build up immunity to one flu virus, it doesn't necessarily protect you from a new strain that might surface. Also, the vaccine from last year may not protect against the newer viruses, so the vaccine has to be updated every year. And finally, your immunity may decline, or your resistance may decline and be too low to protect you after a year's gone by.
Well, why do we sometimes feel sick or puny after we get that flu shot?
Well, vaccinations work by stimulating the immune system to react to the infectious agent. So the immune system will be primed or ready to react when the real infectious agent tries to enter your body. In the case of a flu vaccine, there are only dead viral parts in the vaccine, so there's really no way that the vaccine can actually cause anybody to get the flu. But many of the symptoms of the flu are really symptoms that are caused by your immune system trying to fight the virus. And when the immune system is reacting to the vaccine, it can cause some of those same kinds of symptoms that in a very low-grade way, and that makes the person feel a little bit crummy. Mm-hmm. But not all people have that reaction to it.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Fleck. Do the flu shots in the Fort Smith pharmacies and doctor's offices come from the same place?
Yes. Yes, they do. There are only three manufacturers of flu vaccine in the United States, and they supply all the vaccine that's given in all locations.
Okay, I guess that's why everyone was so concerned then, you know, when the H1N1 hit, because there were only three places. I had no idea.
Well, yes, and they had to stop making the seasonal flu and change to making the H1N1 vaccine, since it was a different virus, and so that kind of subverted the seasonal flu vaccine.
In closing, is there anything in addition to getting that important flu shot that we can do to protect our families against catching the flu?
Yes, and some of it will sound too routine to be significant, but it really isn't. During flu season, one of the best things that you can do for your immune system is to make sure that you have good nutrition and that you get good rest. Being sleep deprived makes your immune system less effective. Then you need to wash your hands. You think about how many things we touch that other people touch, grocery carts, doorknobs. Just shaking hands with people when you're out and about are all opportunities to communicate the virus. So it's very important to wash your hands. And finally, the CDC suggests that when we cough or sneeze, instead of coughing or sneezing into your hand, turn your head and cough or sneeze on your upper arm to block your cough or sneeze, and that's a part of your body that you don't usually have other people touch. So all those things will help.
This is On Call with Cooper Clinic. We've been visiting with Dr. Rebecca Fleck, Chief Medical Officer at Cooper Clinic, and talking about flu shots. For additional information on how to protect your family's health and to learn about the Cooper Clinic family of physicians, check out their website at cooperclinic.com. Dr. Fleck, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Karen.